Perhaps the only swing district in New York City is one with two opponents in this election who will face each other for the second time. Republican incumbent Nicole Malliotakis is in a rematch with Democrat Max Rose for the 11th congressional district, which reps Staten Island and South Brooklyn. Max Rose is on our newsline. Thanks for joining us. So you held this seat from 2019 to 2021. So what do you think you need to do differently this time around to win again?
My friend, thank you so much for having me on. And first of all, to everyone who hasn't gone out there to vote, irrespective of who you're voting for, please get out there and vote. Look, I have zero interest right now, nor do New Yorkers, for looking in the rearview mirror. Okay, let's think about what we need to do going forward, okay? We need to address the public safety crisis in New York City, but in order to do so, we've got to address the guns flooding into our communities. We need universal criminal background checks. We need a ban on assault weapons. We've got to address the mental health crisis that is leading to so many, to these horrific incidents of people getting pushed into subway tracks. We need increased mental health funding. You know, our parents, families, my wife and I have a 2-year-old son afraid to send their kid to school. We need increased school security funding. Now, what's interesting is all four of those things my opponent, Nicole Malliotakis, voted against. So what I'm sick and tired of is politicians who say that they're pro-public safety, but then don't do anything in support of it. We need to start actually governing with the people in mind.
Another issue has been the migrant crisis here in this city, and I want to play for you what Nicole Malliotakis had to say about that earlier today.
For everyone's safety and for everyone's security, particularly our own countries, we need to make sure that we add judges to hear these asylum cases quicker, differentiate between those who are the legitimate seekers and those who aren't, but also secure this border and stop this illegal entry right where it's taking place.
What do you think of that proposed solution?
Well, first of all, this has been a bipartisan failure to secure our borders and to add increased funding to the asylum court proceedings. So there are certainly areas in which Congresswoman Malliotakis and I agree. I think it's too bad that she has been unable, as a sitting member of Congress, to show any progress in this regard. All she does is blame other elected officials for not letting her have her way. Imagine if I had done that during the height of COVID, when I worked with the Trump administration and across the aisle with the Republican Party to make sure that our businesses got the vital aid that they so desperately needed. Legislating is about getting stuff done. And Nicole has been unable to actually get anything done as it pertains to this crisis that we are seeing here. Now, on a deeper point, though, I do not want us under any circumstances to wage a war against legal immigration, against the fact that this country has and should always be a refuge for those who are fleeing persecution. That's part of what makes this the greatest country in the history of the world. And I think it's scary that the extremist leadership of the National Republican Party has every intent of doing just what I said.
Democratic candidate for the 11th congressional district in New York City, Max Rose, on our newsline. Max, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks again for having me.